Wouldn't it be cool if you could take all the crazy stuff that's happening in the world, or the chaos in your life, or the stress that happens occasionally, and turn it into a superpower where you can actually get more focused or become even more peaceful? That it wouldn't matter what happened around you, it actually made you more centered and get more clarity. Wouldn't that be a cool superpower? Guess what? It is one of your superpowers. You can do that. So first of all, I want to say that our theme music really makes me happy. I just had a smile listening to it. I was bopping along. And I want to welcome you to our theme music and to our weekly gathering together here. I am thrilled to be here as your host. My name is Jennifer Huff. We're going to be talking about being the eye in any storm. Doesn't matter what's going on around you, you can be the eye in any storm. Truly, you can. All right, guys. So we're going to talk about, first share a little story. Speaking of eyes of storms, a hurricane happened here in Asheville. And the funny thing is that when the hurricane happened, and it was a thing here because we don't get hurricanes, right? And I happened to be in California when it hit. And my husband and my dog and our tenant were all here in the house. And for a week and a half where we live, other people had it much longer, for a week and a half, 10 days, they didn't have power. They didn't have water because they didn't have power. It was bad. And people's whole lives were being washed downriver. And here I was in California with my friend. And while I was in California, oddly enough, this is the same friend that during the fires in LA, they lost their home. So it's very interesting that less than a year later, they went through something so devastating as well. But while I was there, I was thinking, what am I going to do? I didn't really get it. I couldn't even talk to my husband for the first couple of days. And there's either freak out, like literally the energy of what's happening. I could feel it inside of me wanting to have me freak out. Oh my God, what am I going to do? What if a tree fell on the house? I didn't know what was going on. Over about a day and a half, people started getting their cell service back, but the towers were down too. So they had to go to these hotspots. They had to drive and find out where the hotspots were. And that was spreading by word of mouth because, of course, the towers were down. So people would show up in different places that had hotspots and people would band together and share the word all over all of God's green acres here. It was a lot. And Publix was a hotspot here, actually. And so I thought to myself, now that I can reach people, I'm either going to be freaking out and upset and trying to pick up on the news and all that kind of stuff, or I am going to be the eye of this storm. And I asked myself the question, what's the greatest thing I can do with the skills I already have that would make the biggest difference and have me waking up inspired and going to bed knowing that I did what I came to today for? And the answer was, I have internet. Everybody else doesn't. So I am going to disseminate information via text that I hear, all the links, all the places to get food, to get clothing. I'm going to disseminate the information about what roads aren't working, what roads are, where the crews are, where FEMA is, how to apply for FEMA, for days on end. I focused my energy in. I didn't realize that I was operating from a superpower, but it's a superpower that we all have, where instead we get to choose. I got to choose which way my energy was going to take me, because it's just energy. It's not stressful. That's a projection. It's just the energy of a bunch of massive changes happened to people I love in a place that I love. And I also found out there were people with solar, including us, and that we could become a hub for people to not so much charge at first, but at least get some water. And then our neighbors could also get water. So people were getting water because there was no water. And I started to liaise with hundreds of people from LA. I liaised to get Adam some food. One of my friends drove food over to Adam. Now, from this place, I want you to know that this energy can turn into either even more focus and clarity and creativity, or the energy can turn into stress and difficulty and hardship and suffering on behalf of other people and all sorts of stuff. And we get to decide where we put the energy. And this topic is so important to me because I saw the importance. I saw the people that used this superpower. They didn't know that they were doing it, but they were doing it. What if they deliberately knew? What if I deliberately knew that that's what I was doing? Because I still had this edge of freaking out, or I can't do enough, or I can't get home. The airport was closed, so I can't even get home. I can't even do that. Even if I was home, what am I going to do? There's no water, there's no food, there's no nothing. And I realized that this was the best use of my time. This was a beautiful use of my time. Even the airport extended my car for no charge when I told them I was from Asheville. And when we start to focus our energy in times of great change or in times of chaos or in times of intensity, and we start to focus it inwards, it's the same energy that makes you creative. The same energy that brings more love through, the same energy that makes you resourceful is the same energy that freaks you out. It's whether you're going to use that energy to be freaked out or whether you're going to use that energy to get more focused. So what are these human superpowers, right? So I want to share another story. I'm sitting in front of my client, speaking of freaking out a little bit. She got brought to me because she had migraines. And I was turning into somewhat of a migraine specialist when I ran that big integrative health clinic in Canada. And this woman came in with her husband. And I realized pretty shortly that her husband was the one that was making her be there, because she was very resistant in talking to me. What I didn't know is that she had a brain tumor. And they proceeded to tell me her history and that she had a brain tumor and all the things. And I realized that I too had had migraines. I hadn't actually even considered that I might have a brain tumor. So I'm sitting in front of her with similar conditions, freaking out because I'm thinking, oh my God, what if I have a brain tumor? Answers started to flow my way because as I was talking to her, what got revealed is that she had a crack addicted mother who gave her up for adoption. She's now 60. She was given up for adoption at 3 or 4. And she was given to this wonderful, incredible family. But she spent her entire life, the other 52 years, being resentful of her mother for giving her up. When it was, I don't even know how someone that was on drugs had the foresight and the brilliance. I mean, that's just love. And that was the chaos of this woman who was on drugs, the chaos that caused her to focus was just love. And there's a theme, right? Because when I shared my story about the hurricane, what did I let win? Well, I let love win, that my love of my friends here, my love of Asheville, my love of my husband. And it was like a once in a lifetime, not even a lifetime, it's a once in a never event that happened. It was a confluence of weather events that basically made a supercell of water. The wind was a problem, but the water was a far bigger problem. And so what's really interesting is that this woman, even not in her right mind, let love win and did something amazing. But this woman who's in another hurricane and another storm, the daughter, is unwilling to let love win. And so she doesn't have access to her superpower. She's not resourceful. She's not creative. She's not inspired to solutions because she's too busy being right that her mother was wrong. And in that righteousness about the wrongness, she couldn't see how courageous her mother was, and she couldn't see how blessed she became. She got the exact life that her mother would have wanted for her. She was loved beyond loved. But because this woman wasn't letting love win, I knew instantaneously that she was not going to stick around this planet because her environment of her emotional and biochemical body was so noxious and toxic. Because the disdain that she felt changed her entire bodily environment. She didn't let love win. And so that night, again, I was letting love for myself win. And the love for myself showed me something, because I knew she was going to die. And I had never had that inclination before, or any kind of awareness like that before, that someone's just going to die. And I just knew. And as a result, I was, how did I just know that? And not only that, how did I know that? And how did I know that it was a disdain that was actually poisoning her? I could actually see her brain. And this is when the holographic seeing that I have, that I experience, that I use in my everyday work started, is seeing exactly what the root cause of what was going on with her was. And it freaked me out a little bit, to tell you the truth. There are abilities that there are characteristics that we have that are three-dimensional. My eye color is greeny brown, how big your nose is, curly hair, straight hair, tall, short, all of that kind of stuff, characteristics that are in 3D. But we have multidimensional characteristics. Multidimensional characteristics and codes, just like it's codified into your DNA, your physical characteristics, it's codified into the field about the fact that you have abilities, including the ability, this is what I got shown, the ability to be able to holographically see. It was beyond being medical intuitive. But we all have these abilities. These are abilities that allow us to have a transcendent life where things become easier, more clear, more visible, more vivid. And that we're connected to the 99.39% of us, where all we need to do is be willing to be available to these abilities. That's step one. Two is practice them. You're a very talented ninja badass unicorn. And it isn't just for special people. And these aren't so that you can be a seer or a coach. These are things that you can work and use in corporate, right? These are things that you can use in your relationship. This isn't about being an intuitive healer. This is about being a literal alchemical ninja badass. There are no special people, Cassie. You are, and there's a way of embodying those abilities. And more people that are executives, which I work with, a lot of executives and leaders, who know that we're more than what we present, and that these kinds of abilities give us a massive competitive advantage. But I wasn't thinking that back then. I was just thinking, how do I stop having migraines? And how did I know stuff? And how am I picking up on things in this holographic field? And what is a holographic field? Like, what is happening to me? I'm an accountant. That's what was happening to me. And so all of a sudden, I started to see that we had what I call innate abilities, human superpowers, multiple innate abilities that every human being comes in with. And those basic 24 innate abilities include the ability to move the room with your energy, whether good or bad. You can literally feel what's going on with someone else and know exactly what to say. You can feel into what's going on to a forest or a tree or your pet. Whether you use these abilities or not is one thing. Most people don't because they don't even know that they have them. But could you imagine how much able you become to have a more fluid life when you use these multidimensional abilities? And there's 24, and I'm not going to go through them now. But I wanted to describe to you what they are. Why? Because this being the eye of any storm is actually an innate ability to be able to actually change the filter you use on the energy that's coming through you based on an event that's happening, to shift it at will. And instead of being a victim of your circumstance, you can instantaneously shift it into fuel for your creativity rocket ship and for your ability to be able to be more grounded and more peaceful. Because the thing that you would call stress is just energy. The stress only gets added when you filter it through the idea that somehow all these bad things are going to happen and that you start judging the situation. But if you actually knew that you had a superpower where the energy of this shift and this change and this situation could come through you, and that you could instantaneously refilter what's coming through you so that it causes you to be more grounded, more focused instead, wouldn't that be amazing as a default way of being? It would be, right? Pretty powerful. So that's one of our superpowers. It's actually birthed out of recent times. It's not one of the original 24 innate abilities that I brought through. It's actually part of a new 12, because how do innate abilities get birthed? Well, innate abilities get birthed through the idea that necessity is the motherhood of invention. In other words, the more chaos, the more intensity, the more that gets communicated through media, the more polarity there is between people. Every time there's a problem in humanity or for you personally, solutions already exist. You cannot have a problem through the laws of entanglement of physics without the solutions already existed. It doesn't mean that they've been brought from that quantum field into three-dimensional reality. It doesn't mean they've gone from the world of possibility where pure potential exists, but it hasn't been formed into an atomic structure. That's what human beings are for. We're here to bring ideas into fruition, solutions into fruition. So the great thing about all the problems that we are currently having in this world is that new innate abilities over the last 6 months have been birthed into existence, innate abilities that would have us feel so confident, so doubtless. The kids that are born these days all have these innate abilities wired into them because they were already being born back when, usually about under 20. They're wired for AI. They're wired for a new form of abundance, a different kind of abundance architecture. They don't have as much emotionally or psychologically in the way unless their parents train them into that stuff. They're wired for these times. Fast, creative, fun, lots of resources. And the great thing is, the last three generations that have been born have been the first generations in the history of humanity that have been available to be able to upgrade to the very superpowers that these young ones are being offered without having to kick the bucket. We don't have to die first in order to embody those superpowers. So here I was many years ago with migraines. By the way, as a result, there's a few iterations to this story, but as a result of that story, I never had a migraine again. I've had headaches, but I haven't had a migraine again since then. Why I share this with you is because that's directly as a result of another superpower that I used, which is my ability to bring through superpowers, right? And one of which was my ability to be able to see what was going on with me holographically that would cause the migraines in the first place that she had inside, that she was unwilling to choose love. She was unwilling. And do you know that she did pass within 2 months of that appointment? I knew it. What I want to share with you about all of this is that we are indeed coming into a time where these innate abilities are like, well, if you could imagine the innate ability we're talking about today, which is being the eye in any storm, there are going to be lots of storms that come in these coming years. Holographically speaking, that's something that I've been able to see, one of my superpowers, one of your superpowers too, by the way. Don't you think that being a master of being the eye in any storm would be an amazing skill set to have? But there are 12 others we're going to talk about in an upcoming workshop we have called Innate Abilities. What we're going to do is a master class. It's free. It's on me. I am so happy to facilitate that particular workshop with you. Everyone can come. And we're going to talk a little bit about the three essential steps in order to make an embodied shift where you can't go backwards, a non-regressive shift so that you upgrade to these times of great change, just like those under 20s come in. Think of these times, and you're not crazy. It is intense out there. There are changes to the environment, changes to politics, changes to the monetary systems, changes to, holographically speaking, when I look out there at what's going on in the world, I want you to know that you're not off. Plus, there are it's like the highest class of solar flares happening right now, and we're electromagnetic. It's not a woo-woo thing. It's a very real thing. It affects your focus. It affects your energy. It can affect your sleep, affects the amount of reactivity you have. If you don't understand your superpowers and if you haven't embodied them. But let me talk about these superpowers. Every time we have a major shift in humanity, there's an up-leveling in the multidimensional DNA that gives us the superpowers to be able to thrive through. Now, you might say, what did she just say? Imagine that they're creating a quantum computer right now, which they are. Everyone's in the race to get there first. So we'll have these quantum computers, but they don't work on bits and bytes. And you're going to be talking to your computer. This is going to be a crazy quantum leap, you guys. A whole other way of operating with life. I'm not kidding. AI is a big enough one. But what I want to share is this. Have you noticed that even with AI, the skills you need in order to be able to optimize your use of AI, I mean, you have to get trained on the skills. It's a whole other way of being that, case in point, an 18-year-old de facto knows how to do. But we don't think like it takes to think to optimize AI. I've listened to them, some 20-somethings using AI, and that is brilliant. And I've been training myself to think like them because, man, the alchemy that's available is so fun. really, seriously, so fun if you use it properly, right? Not to take over your world, not to be your intuitive guide, not to, but literally the stuff that it can invent is super fun and answers you can get if you ask in the right way. But I had to train myself to be different, to gain different skills, to think differently about how I use my computer. And I want you to know, isn't it interesting, AI and then innate abilities, IA, that innate abilities, IA, are the abilities that consciousness created in response to the struggles we're having based on the time that we're going through right now. Do you know why quantum computers have been developed? They've been developed because what's happening, if you haven't noticed, is that the safeties that we have for people not to break into the back end of, you know, the passwords and the encryptions and all that kind of stuff. Quantum computing is a solution so that governments all over the world that have trade deep secrets, forces that be, are starting to be able to unencrypt and decode things. And with quantum computing, that wouldn't be able to happen. So necessity is the motherhood of invention, and quantum computing is like an up-leveling. So imagine that you also up-level. Necessity is the motherhood of invention. And the skills to be able to live in the world the way it is right now, those skills can be embodied so that everything seems fluid and so that you feel like you're confident and you're out ahead of what's happening in the world. And because my life is born for those innate abilities and to help people embody those, to stay out ahead of the shifts, that's why I'm doing this free class. But my greatest intent for today is that you get this, that you understand this one innate ability. We've opened a portal. Oh, I do want to say one last thing, that there are three stages to having non-regressive shifts around your new abilities. The first stage is to be aware that an innate ability even exists, which is what we did today. So we did something we call an activation. The next is to entrain yourself to those innate abilities so that you have a usedness about it. And the third is to non-regressively embody it such that you don't even ever have to think about it and you just use it at will because it's just the way you are. It's like you riding a bike. You can jump on a bike once you learn. And even 10 years later without riding, you can still ride. So imagine that these innate abilities are the same thing. So I hope this was helpful. I hope this gave you a little bit of insight and you really understand what it is to be superpowered and that you are. And then it really just takes three steps to embody that. My life was never the same since that. My willingness to go into the mystery. My willingness to be a little freaked out. I had a very numbers-based left brain. And this was such a gift for me. Remember, you can be the eye in any storm. Just switch the way you filter the energy and let it focus you in. All right, you guys, have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you next time here on Thriving Life Podcast.